Thumbly Speaks, episode 323, Plausible Tomorrow.
I got a couple of responses to my last podcast on app.net, and if you haven't listened to it, it's at phoneboy.com/ps/322. You can listen to it if you haven't already. And a couple of responses were just kind of explaining that, well, maybe some of the, you know, some of the stuff in the bad BIOS security vulnerability was, you know, maybe improbable. The audio bit was, it was plausible. And really, that was what I was focusing on, was the audio piece of it. The other bits of it, you know, infecting the BIOS with, you know, some sort of virus. Yeah, that's actually kind of difficult with modern BIOSes. Yes, you can rewrite them, but, you know, they've got enough checks and balances in there that you could maybe do it for one computer. And honestly, if, you know, again, if somebody's trying to get your system, you know, they could, that's a perfectly feasible attack. I mean, granted it's high difficulty, but depending upon what it is they're trying to get, then yeah, that might actually be something that they would, that they might try and do. Maybe it's not something that's, you know, widely exploitable, but sometimes, you know, oftentimes what it is when you're, if you're trying to break into some target and it is, you know, and they really want to get you, they'll try whatever method they can use. And so is that something that most people have to worry about? Probably not. But, you know, if you're, you know, if you're trying to defend yourself potentially from a nation state, then, you know, that might be something you have to worry about. And this is, you know, this is the thing with threat models, right? Is that you have to look at, I mean, there's an infinite number of possible threats out there, and, you know, and it's impossible to know about all of them. And this is just, you know, yet one more thing that you might have to worry about. But most of the people that probably hear this podcast won't hear it. And the people that do need to hear it, you know, probably already know about it. And, you know, the audio thing, some people said that's implausible, or, you know, it's less plausible. And come on, it's, you know, there are plenty of ways of doing audio in a way that would be not detectable, or, you know, very difficult to detect. It's totally plausible, and you may not even need to communicate much information at all. You know, is it a high bandwidth channel? No, I mean, modems only got up to, you know, 57.6 kilobits per second, right? But to communicate just a couple of bits of information back and forth, you may not need 57.6 kilobits per second. You may even need, you may only need, you know, a few bits of information, right? So this is, you know, so you can, people can whine and complain about how plausible it is, but the fact is, it's probably happening somewhere. If it's, it is, you know, I'm sure you could prove the concept. I mean, I used the Chirp.io app to just kind of prove the concept that you can communicate, you know, information over audio. I think, you know, I mean, people can poo-poo it and say it's, you know, not realistic. And again, you have to look at who they're attacking, or who different people are attacking. And you know, is somebody going to go to the trouble of doing all of that to me? Probably not, right? I'm not doing anything all that secretive. And but if somebody was trying to do it to me, then yeah, that might be a tool that they use. I don't know. Good luck with that. But I mean, again, it's like, what would you get, right? So it's not something you have to worry about. And this is just sort of the general sort of, you know, InfoSec thing, right? What is it that you have to protect yourself from, and how much work do you have to do, or how much money do you have to spend to protect yourself from that threat? And, you know, and you know, these are certainly headline grabbing, you know, potential vulnerabilities, but the reality is that for the vast majority of people, or even companies, this is probably not something that they're going to do, right? I mean, and you know, there are some logistical issues aside. I wouldn't be surprised if somebody tries to do it to a large corporation, though. I really wouldn't. That doesn't mean they'll be successful, right? I mean, there's a lot of attacks that are prematurely detected or wouldn't fail. I mean, just because we haven't received a report on it doesn't mean we, you know, it hasn't happened, right? I mean, this guy was saying it was, you know, that posted the thing about bad BIOS is supposedly, you know, supposedly he's somebody who's on the up and up, but, I mean, it doesn't matter. Just because you don't hear about it in the news doesn't mean it's not happening. And is that paranoid? Yeah, probably. I mean, it certainly sounds that way. You know, it's just because, you know, just because you don't know that they're watching you doesn't mean they're not, or something like that. But anyway, this is, So just because you might think it's implausible, doesn't mean it hasn't happened, and doesn't mean it's also, you know, and it may, or even, you know, infeasible, right? I mean, it may be infeasible for somebody like me to do, but certainly for somebody who's determined to get in, this is a, you know, this is a potential threat vector. And so, yes, it's, you know, I'll say it's highly unlikely. And for the vast majority of people that they're going to be worried about this, but if, again, if you've got something that a nation state might want, this might be something that a nation state might use, right? Because they, you know, if they're going to attack a target, then they're going to use things that are, you know, that are a lot harder to detect. And this certainly wins, right? I guess at the end of the day, right? I mean, the people that are saying it's implausible, well, okay, fine. But that doesn't mean it won't happen. And that doesn't mean it's something that you have to be aware of. Because maybe today, right, there's a lot of security vulnerabilities. People will come up with theoretical vulnerabilities that may not be practical for a few years. But, you know, when the technology changes or there's some sort of change, all of a sudden that becomes a very practical avenue of attack. So all of this stuff should be watched, of course, and you know, taken seriously, and people should start thinking about, you know, especially those where this might be something that they do. I mean, if you, you know, think about what your mitigation strategy is for this, because it's totally plausible, and yeah, it's just like any other information, you know, side channel attack. You got to figure out how to prevent that kind of stuff from happening.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.